All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear that this man uses, Captain Bobby Abrascato. When you go, say, hey, what's he using? They'll show you at McCoy Outdoor Company. Captain Bobby, star of the show. Hey, man.
If I sound a little funny, it's because I'm on my speakerphone. My arms are still too tired from all the fish we caught the other day.
Yeah, if y'all go look on the Twitter feed, and I'm going to try to get some up on our Facebook as well, I put some pictures up of Captain Bobby with his big amberjack, and then you flexing muscle afterwards, showing the guns there. Sun's out, guns out, after you caught that big AJ.
I'm telling you what, boy. And Mr. Mike Ward put us on them, didn't he?
Golly. I mean, big time. Big
that
time.
Was so much fun. Good gracious alive.
How long did
there
it take?
A few snapper out there, too.
Yeah, so tell folks about this. How long did it take for us to get? We had five people in the boat, so 10 snapper. How long did it take us to catch our snapper?
It took longer for the bait to get to the bottom than it did to hook a fish, I can tell you that. It was. We were done in no time, zero, you know. So
and some nice fish to boot.
Nice
you,
fish.
Yeah, y'all, we got the inshore king, Captain Bobby, offshore on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun to get you out there, and we'll have to make that trip again soon.
Everybody got a big laugh out of it, that's for sure.
Man, we got some great fish. Got some great fish as well. Also, let's talk a bit about the Condi tournament coming up.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this is one of the funnest trout formats of the year. These guys are running, they have a lot of categories, but one of the things they do is they do that I really enjoy with that tournament is they do a speckled trout jackpot that's multi-fish. They weigh in five fish per day for 2 days. And so this year with the new regs, it's really going to be interesting because they're weighing in, just leave them in the water and I get them. They're weighing in five a day, but they all have to be between 15 and 22 inches. That's going to get interesting right there.
Yeah, so it's almost like the redfish game, fishing the different tours out there. You're fishing for the biggest, you know, the biggest but not over fish.
That's right, yep. And again, they have a huge number of categories. I forgot how many it is. It's quite a few, and they pay down deep in it. And these guys have been running this thing forever. And you know, if you get a chance, the fish is really good. We flipped into this tide cycle that we talked about a couple weeks ago where we're, you know, we've gotten through the new moon nip and we're starting into this tide cycle now that we talked about where we're getting falling water right at daylight. And this is my first trip back doing that. And, man, I'm telling you, these fish have reacted incredibly well this morning already. We caught a ton of fish. And even despite some squally weather and some bad west winds, we're catching them. So that's only going to continue to improve through the weekend. As far as the tide cycle goes, you know, the key is going to be dodging squalls, I think, and, you know, and finding clear water, which is what we did here, and it really worked well. You know, if you're going to trout fish, I think that's going to be one of the big keys. One of the big challenges is to find clear water in that west wind, but if you can, these fish are biting.
Yeah, let's talk about that clear water, because we were coming in from offshore. Now, there's some dirtier water way offshore, but Saturday we were coming in, and the water at the mouth of the bay, not the stuff from the west, but coming from the south, was really good-looking water.
Beautiful water. I would have called it blue water. I don't know. I don't go out there as much as you guys do, but that was some beautiful water. And it's not far off, and the water in the bay and the sound is beautiful. It's just that, as you well know, that west wind just ruins the water clarity, particularly in the sound, you know. So, again, you know, kind of getting back to it is one of the keys, one of the things I did this morning is just picked out a leeward bank, because if you got leeward, if the wind's not blowing on it, you're going to have some decent water clarity, and that's worked really well this morning.
Does that is it shut down the bay fishing? Has it got the south end of the bay muddy?
The bay actually holds up much better than the sound does on a west wind. So, you know, if you have some places in the bay that you like to fish, some of the deep structure in the bay, that's going to work well. That's one of the areas that the west wind doesn't seem to affect, and I think a lot of that's because you're getting more of the influence from the mouth of the bay and out into the gulf, into the up into the bay versus the sound. You get that west wind blowing, the length of the sound is what really gets it, the reason it gets so muddy. So, yeah, the bay is a much better option on a west wind.
All right, gas rigs are still fishing all right.
Absolutely, yep, there's plenty of fish on them. You might have to wade through some of the unwanted species, but I think even in that Condi's tournament, I think they got a category for just about everything. So, you know, you may catch something out there by accident that'll make the board.
I tell you what, there's one species you and I both love that shows up, well, it's been around actually for a few months, but usually it's something later in the summer. That's those big Spanish.
That's exactly right, and there's a lot of those in the Sound right now, too. I haven't been out in the bay as much, but there's a lot of those in the Sound, too. And, of course, that's going to be a category, too. And the only thing that happens if you're trout fishing and getting cut off, I carry some real light steel leader. It doesn't take much. You keep those, if you can keep those teeth off your line, you'll catch those big Spanish. And I mean, there's some big ones. I'm talking like in the 4 and 5 pound range, maybe even bigger than that. What's that line right there? Maybe even bigger than that out there. And again, I'm not even sure they may even have a jackpot for Spanish, but that's a fun fish to catch one way or the other. And I know it's a category. So, you know, like I said, you get cut off two or three times, just stick your little piece of steel leader on. Don't take about 6 to 8 inches of steel leader. Go with the same hook, and you'll catch those Spanish.
Great tip and a lot of fun out there. And it was too much fun to be. I mean, I always enjoy fishing with you, but getting you offshore was great as well. Tell folks, Captain Bobby, if they want to get a trip booked with you now or even looking forward to fall fishing, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to www.snapperassassin. No, I'm just kidding. That's not really my name. No, just go to ateamfishing.com, and we'll get you fixed up.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, get those fish netted and in the boat, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, old buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, will do. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses, and even getting ready for hunting season coming up. They got the gear you need. McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today. And I tell you, I mean, that man and I have been friends a long time. It's only a couple times over the years that he's where he can go offshore with us, or the mm-hmm. weather lights up. Too much. The amount of laughing that went on with Captain Bobby and Mike Warden and me, it was out of control. Basically.
Cutting up a little bit.
A little bit. All right. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.